as Billy Graham famously said often, turn in your Bibles. I hope you have your Bibles. Turn in your Bibles. I hope you have your Bibles. If you have a Bible, raise it up. Raise it up. Let's see. Oh, look at all of those beautiful Bibles. Look at all of those Bibles. Wonderful, wonderful. That's what he would say every now and then. Verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to witness the life of a human being that you saved by grace and somehow helped to stand for the faith, even though in his early life he was tempted to go the other way. And Lord, you used him not only to preach the gospel, but to hold a nation together time and time again through some of the most difficult times in the history of this young country. And Holy Father God, thank you for allowing us to see some of it. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, our failures and faults as Christians, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would demonstrate the power of your Holy Spirit once again in this message. We are just constantly amazed at how you do that, day in and day out. And Lord, we pray that lost souls would come to know your Savior, that Christians would not only be encouraged but revived if they want to be. And we pray that your holy name will be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and that you lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, in the context of this passage, Dr. William Billy Graham said, we find the Apostle Paul, and I will say here it is interesting how that Brother Billy Graham was preaching about the great Apostle Paul when he was, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others, because I hope you understand that Christian history rolls on, and that God's people, by God's grace, still make history. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, and Dr. William Billy Graham did. Both will admit, by the grace of God. And so he was preaching from Paul's life, being the greatest evangelist in the history of the world since Paul. He went on to say, the Apostle Paul, going throughout the Mediterranean world, proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news, to people in frustration, people in fear, and people in sin. In his travels, he comes to the city of Athens. Athens was the cultural and intellectual center of the ancient world. It was the city of Plato, Aristotle, and Epicurus. If you take all the universities of America and roll them into one, you have what Athens was to the intellectual world of that day. As in this day, in the midst of intellectual achievements and great scientific advances, there existed both confusion and frustration. They were searching for an answer. Now remember the title of this message by Dr. William Billy Graham is Crisis Answer to the World. And things haven't changed very much in some 2,000 years. The world is still searching for answers. We sung this morning a song by Andre Crouch titled, Jesus is the Answer for the World Today. Dr. Billy Graham said, the great intellectual minds of Athens did not have answers to their dilemmas. So when Paul got there, some of the philosophers came and said, Paul, we've heard about your message. We'd like to hear more of it. How about going up to Mars Hill and giving a lecture? So Paul did. The greatest evangelist in history, the Apostle Paul. He did. He went up to Mars Hill, and there he preached his famous sermon, The Unknown God. And only like an evangelist, if you are a true born-again evangelist, if you listen to the preaching of Billy Graham, while you are making your way to the pulpit, if you will, God will speak to your heart about something going on right there or going on in the news. And God has given evangelists the ability to take something from a statue or from a quote or from what's going on in the news, what's happening right there around the people, and will give that evangelist a biblical message that connects with the people. That day he had a great audience of people who regarded hundreds of different little g gods and religions, just like we have today. Yet they did not know about the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They still sought for answers. Paul stood up to that crowd to preach his sermon. And the first thing he said was this: there is one God. He said, I saw an inscription coming up this mountain that said, to the unknown God. Boom! Now, Billy Graham didn't say boom. Okay. I'm getting carried away. You know I can't preach like Billy Graham, so let's keep it real. So let me keep my boom. Boom! There's the title of my message, The Unknown God. Whoa! Now, Pastor would have tried to, you know, exegete it and expound on it a different way. He probably would not even have noticed that he already has this message already typed up, ready to go. But being the great evangelist the Apostle Paul was, he had his message. Oh, I perceive that you are religious people, he said. You believe in some sort of God, but you don't know him. Paul said, I want to tell you about this God. This God is the answer you seek. Christ's answer to the world. And he has a message for you. Paul gave a three-part answer to the questions of the Athenians, an answer which applies to us today as well. First, you must repent of your sins. Paul said, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. What do I mean by repentance? Billy Graham asked. I mean that you acknowledge to God that you have sinned and that you are willing to turn from your sins. Notice I said willing. You may not have the strength to turn from your sins, but by faith, you're willing to turn if God will give you the strength. You say, there are things in my life that are wrong, but I cannot give them up. I've tried. I just can't do it. If you are willing, God will give you the strength to give them up and turn from them and to him. Second, you must receive Christ by faith. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must receive the one who died for you. That is a definite act. It may be unconscious or it may be conscious. It may be a quiet moment. It may be a decisive climactic moment as it was in the life of the Apostle Paul. But if you're not sure by faith that you've received Christ, you'd better do it today. There are three little men who live inside us all. Number one, our intellect. Number two, our emotions. And number three, our will. Intellectually, thousands believe in Christ. They believe in him with their minds, but that's not enough. You may have some emotion in your religion. You may have had an emotional experience at some time, but you never really received Christ. You must by faith receive him because it is an act of your will. You must say, I will trust him. I will believe in him. I do believe in him, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. I will follow Jesus, my Savior. And then thirdly and lastly today, you must obey Christ. You must be willing to follow him and serve him from this moment on. Following and serving him means self-denial. It means cross-bearing, It means obedience. It means that you are going to burn all of your bridges no matter what it costs. It means you go back to your business and back to your home and live for Christ, no matter what it costs. It means you are going to be faithful and loyal to your local church as never before. It means you are going to start praying in your home with your family from this moment on. That's what it means. And if you are not willing to do that, don't come to Jesus Christ. He will not accept you just part of the way. You must be willing to go all of the way. When Paul finished his sermon, the crowd responded in three ways. Some derided and the Bible says they mocked his message. Some derided, some delayed, and some decided. Some delayed, they said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." This is very dangerous as well. But others decided to follow Jesus. For the Bible says, certain men clave unto him and believed, that is, believed in Christ. Dr. William Billy Graham said, "I hope that you will be among those who decide today." As you know, Dr. Billy Graham was made famous by telling people, "This is the day for decision," or "This is the day for you to make a decision to follow Christ or not follow him. Believe in Jesus Christ and receive him today," he said. "I am not asking you to a church. I'm asking you to give your life to Christ. I'm asking you to do a hard thing, because coming to Christ is not easy. Many people have made it too easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Jesus went to the cross and died in your place. Certainly, you can take a few steps to give your life to Christ. Simply say, 'I need God. I need Christ. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want a new life, and I want to start a new direction today.'" Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Dear friend, if you are that person ready to accept Christ today, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today and save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you want to get saved today, just simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe the gospel that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will. As the music plays for a song that was sung at the end of almost every Billy Graham crusade, "Just As I Am," come to Jesus as you are and get saved today. I'll be glad to lead you in what is called the Sinner's Prayer. Thousands upon thousands pray this prayer under the preaching of Dr. Billy Graham or something similar, believing in their hearts in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that my dad prayed a similar prayer one night listening to the preaching of Dr. Billy Graham. I saw a marked change in his life. He was truly a Christian man. And you can become a truly Christian person yourself by trusting in the Christ that Dr. Billy Graham preached so powerfully across this nation and around the globe. Like he has said, you can do it today. You can be saved today. You can have the peace of God right now, to quote him. So trust Christ as Savior right now, right where you are, in the grand stadium of the world, through technology that he didn't have when he started out. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart as I lead you in prayer to God. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you. I have committed such sins as stealing, dishonoring and disrespecting my parents, lusting and coveting after that which is not mine. I've committed such sins as lying and being dishonest. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, the best way that I know how, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, including mine. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul based upon your word. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. In the words of your servant Billy Graham, give me the strength to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart today in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, I'm happy for you. I am truly happy for you. And allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Beloved, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. And also contact the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and let them know that you heard this old black man preach one of Billy Graham's messages and you got saved. It's very easy to find. All you have to do is type into your little computer box, Billy Graham, and you'll find his association. and feel free to support them. We're not asking you to send us any money, but feel free to send some money to that organization, that ministry, so as they proclaim the gospel around the world. Thanking God for God's servant, God's man, Billy Graham. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you. We love you, and may God bless you real good. Until next time, as we say...